Everybody ready? Come on, let's go.
The Rick Flair Show! Let's go! The Rick Flair Show! Let's go!
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the show. I'm Rick Thorne. On this episode, I got pro skateboarder and legend, Mr. Andy Roy. I'm going to give him a call right now. Let's do this. Yo, what's up, dude?
Dude, I'm just in rehab right now, man. Just trying to get the sober stuff right, you know, and I'm just in a good place right now and just trying to stay sober, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy out there, man, and I'm just really wanting to be sober, so I'm, like, taking this really serious, you know?
Has it been hard for you on and off all these years?
Dude, it's been super hard. You know, like, I don't know, you know the lifestyle, like, just riding bikes and stuff, like, skateboarding, motorcycle riding, like, we live a crazy lifestyle, and, dude, I've just been partying, drinking. If I'm not drinking, I'm smoking weed. If I'm not doing that, I'm doing drugs, and my whole life. So, like, to stop, it's all new to me, so I'm really, like, trying to figure this out, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard, man. This disease ain't no joke.
I can't imagine, man, because I've never, I agree with you is what I'm saying. Like, it's
right.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
How did it all start? Like with the drugs and the partying, was it like at a super young age?
You know what? Like, I through high school, like, I always party, drank, and, like, we did some blow here and there, and then, like, once I got into skating and that lifestyle, I would drink a lot, and then I'd come back and visit my friends in Santa Cruz, and they were, like, doing coke, and they started smoking it, so I'd do that, and then take off on skate trips, come back, and then, like, one of the dudes started doing heroin, and I broke my foot, and then I, like, started smoking that, because I was out for, like, 6 months. And, dude, it just snatched me up. And that, it was like, I was in, like, my early 20s. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is it wasn't until you were in high school you started to mess around with stuff.
Yeah, like, dude, all through high school, you know, like, it was just like, Santa Cruz is a small town. And just, like, I hung out with, like, the surfers and just my friends at the beach. So, like, we would drink all day at the beach. And then, you know, then we'd do some blow, go to parties. And then it just kept going, like, to heavier drugs, you know what I mean? And, like, I was so young, I was just like, I can do anything I want. There's no consequences, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then I would split and go on skateboard trips and come back. And then, like, dude, like, the heroin's what got me. That's the one that just snatched me up right in the prime of my skateboarding. And I just, like, got caught up in it, and I was just like...
Is it because you got hurt, and then you were like, hey... It, was that why?
Yeah, like, I broke my foot, so I was out for, like, 6 months, you know? And I was just, like, you know, I couldn't go on skateboard trips, all my buddies traveling, and I'm just stuck, you know? And then my friends that I grew up with in high school were partying, you know? And I just got caught up in that. And it just, like, it snatched me up, man. Like, right in the prime of my skating, too, you know?
And so when you say snatch you up, it just became, like, that became more than, the drugs became more than the skating.
Yeah, I slowly, like, because I started just, like, chasing that stuff 24 hours a day, because, like, you know, you don't feel good, and if you just smoke a little bit of heroin, like, you just feel better. And I was just, like, I stopped talking to my sponsors. You know, they would call, I'd avoid the phone calls, you know, them checking.
You're talking about your skate sponsors, right?
My skate sponsors, like, right. Anti-Hero Skateboards and all that. So, like, dude, it was just, like, so embarrassing, you know. I lost weight, you know, I'm running around with, like, convict dudes, and we're just, like, doing the sketchy stuff to get money, to get drugs, you know what I mean? And I just, like, gradually slipped away from the skate world, you know what I mean?
Do you think that part of the party atmosphere of skating is also sometimes the reason why people sponsor dudes? Do you ever notice that sometimes?
What do you mean?
They sponsor you because you're good, but they also sponsor you because you like to party. Do you notice that?
Yeah, and
Is that part of it sometimes? You know what I mean? Like, I see that in bikes sometimes. Like, dude's good, but, like, you know, that dude, this dude may party a lot, so then he's, like, more welcome into this clique or this sponsor because they party more than the dude that doesn't party. So do you think that kind of happens in skating as well?
Well, maybe back in the day, like back in my time, like early 90s, like a little bit. But I know, like, for me, like, I went and found, like, my homies were Julian Strange or John Cardiel. Like, I wanted to hang out with the gnarliest dudes. So, like,
right.
I put myself around some gnarly skateboarding, but I also had that crazy side to me.
Right.
Like, I was, you know, I was a shithead back then. Like, I would, like, I lit people's heads on fire, like, triple dog dare, Andy, and get triple dog dare, you gotta do it, you know, and like, I felt like I got that image a little bit of just doing crazy stuff.
Right.
So I felt like, yeah, a little bit for me personally, you know what I mean?
But that you were gonna like triple dog dare and then push people and be crazy, and that kind of came with the package with for Andy, for them to be.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it kind of came hand in hand, and then like, I always felt like I had to do something crazy to, like, I don't know. Like, I always took it to another level of people's fun partying. Like, all right, like, we're having fun. Like, all right, start a fight, get in a ruckus, get us all kicked out of somewhere, or, like, start lighting shit on fire, breaking stuff. You know what I mean? I always took it one step too far, you know? Like, and...
Right, right.
So I felt like I always had to, like, you know, forever, I'm starting to, like, dude, I'm just getting older now. Like, I don't need to be. I got to put that stuff behind me. I paid my dues. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to be doing that stuff. As you get older, dude, you get kind of humble and you just get mellower, you know? And I'm okay with it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, you're a survivor, dude. I mean, you survived all the shit, you know?
Yeah, and Rick, dude, we're like, I lost so many friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not just from drugs, but just like, a lot of history of skateboarders are I'm losing them, you know, like they're gone. Grosso just passed away.
I know.
You know, Hubbard, Jake, like, you know, this Pablo, like, just people, numbers get pulled, and you never know when your number's gonna be pulled. So like, I just want to appreciate everybody. You know what I mean? And like, it just means a lot to me, the all the friends I have and met through skating. But like, I just like, I'm just over that partying part, and I just like just want to start checking in with my friends, dude. Because like, you never know when someone's gonna go, whether if I, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? I'm just getting older, and I just want memories are forever. So like, it just sucks, man, losing a lot of people these days. You know.
Yeah, no, 100%. And you never know when your own card's going to be pulled. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And,
yes.
You know, just you know, so when I first connected with you, I mean, like, I've known you of you for a long time, but we started kind of said hi to each other and started saying hi not too long ago. And then you were sober then, but then you slipped back in, and then you've gone back to rehab since then, correct?
Yes, correct. And, I was in San Francisco, and I was getting high. I started getting high again, right? This was like about almost 2 years ago, and the girlfriend at the time, she caught me, you know what I mean? So Bam Margera caught wind of it and was like, dude, come out to my place, and I'll get you away from it. So I flew out to his house. I was there for like a month, and he was drinking and partying or whatever, and I ended up finding drugs out there. So then, at the end of my stay there, they came to do an intervention with him. And it was Brandon Novak, Tim Ryan, and Sober Coach. He goes by Sober Coach. Bob, I believe his name is. And Bam wasn't having that. I think Steve was on the phone, and they asked me if I wanted to go, because I wasn't doing well. And I was like, dude, please take me. So like, I ended up flying out to Florida, and I did a 30-day program at Transformations, which is a great program. You know, like, there was a skateboarder, Sergio, this dude Keith, that did meditation that I clicked up with that was really good, and Matt, my therapist, and these guys were like, showed a lot of love, and I was sober, and dude, I was digging it, and I left there, ended up in Huntington Beach to do an IOP, you know, because I knew my friend Edward Furlong was there. So I was like, dude, can I go there?
And, wait, hold on a second. Edward Furlong from American History X?
American History X and Terminator. So he went through Wavelengths, the program that, like, he's in sobriety. So, like, I met him through BAM doing these Comic Cons. So I was like, you know, I was going to go back to San Francisco, and I would have just ended up going back and doing the same shit I was doing. So I knew he was in the program, so I was like, well, you want to go to IP? I'm like, Huntington Beach, where Edward is. And so they flew me out there, and so Edward was through it, so I hang out with him, and I ended up getting a job there, driving. And I got a sponsor, working the steps, and, dude, it's like the first time on my own being sober. Not like, the only time I've been sober through all these years was when I got locked up in jail or prison. You know what I mean?
But what did you go to prison for?
Like stealing, like robbing. You know, like not from people. I mean, I took from drug dealers. You know, but I never like I would just take from stores, commercial burglaries, and this petty theft, and you know what I mean, like just stealing stuff and then selling it at the taco places in Santa Cruz and Modesto, wherever I was at, whatever county I was at. It was always drug related, you know, something
right.
To get more drugs. So that's the only time I would be sober was when I was in jail or prison. You know what I mean? So when I was in this program at Wavelengths, which is another great program, and I just like finally had like 5 months or whatever, and I thought I had it. I stopped talking to my sponsor, stopped going to meetings, and just thought I had it. You know what I mean? I broke away from like Steve-O always tells me this, like Steve-O from Jackass. He's a good friend of mine, and he's got 11, probably almost 12 years now sober. And he's like, I always say this, always, like, he always tells me and sticks with me, he's like, you stick with the pack, dude, because if you stray away from the pack, that's when the hyenas or something will get you. If you're like single, they're not going to attack the whole pack, but if you stray away, they're going to get you. And that's what I did. I kind of strayed away from my sober friends and everybody, and it just smashed me up, and I relapsed. And I did that for like 5 months, man, and I'm hiding it, losing weight. I'm all like, lost my color in my face, my skin, and dude, and I was just so ashamed. Like, I felt like I let everybody down. You know what I mean? I went to meetings. I picked up dirty chips. My ex, like, took me to my 1 year sober, and I was high. You know what I mean? I was just lying, and it was, I just didn't want to hurt the people that I love. You know what I mean? And I'm just so ashamed, and the guilt, and I just didn't want to hurt them. Like, oh, I let them down again, you know? And it eventually came, and I hit that brick wall, dude, where it just all came crumbling down, and I just, like, lost everything, lost that relationship, lost my job, lost my place to live, and dude, it all surfaced. You know what I mean? Which it's going to happen. Like you can only lie, rob, and steal for so long until it comes to an end. You know, like it doesn't last forever.
Right.
So I ended up just like my friend out here in Redlands. Ron is a good friend of mine, which you know Ron.
Yeah, yeah.
You did your comedy act that you killed it, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was fun, yeah, on Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so my ex reached out to him and said I was fucking up again, and so I reached out to him, dude, and he said, come, and I'm here. And it's been, I got there February 4th, went through detox, I think it's called RC, where you're just locked down for 30 days where you don't get out. You know what I mean? You kind of just do groups and stay confined to a house with no phone. And then I stepped up to the phase one where you move to another house and you get a little bit more freedom. And then now I'm at phase two where I don't got groups in the morning. I only got groups at night from 6 to 9. So I just like was going to be here for 30 days, and I've been here for like almost 3 months now. And I'm doing everything different. Got a sponsor, working the steps. I enrolled in college, Rick, dude, which something never, yeah, to be a counselor or something, so I can help other people. So I don't know. The relapse taught me, you know what I mean? Like, I felt so ashamed, but like, all the wreckage that, like, when I crashed, you know, yeah, I lost the girl 6 years, I lost my job, a place to live, but you know what? There's something to learn from it. And then if you could take that and move on, pick yourself up and move on, I felt like it was meant to be. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, and you've been given another chance and another shot. You know, some people don't get that many chances and shots with that lifestyle, right? I mean,
right.
And it sounds to me like you want to help other people, and you're. I mean, when you're in rehab, like, what do you do? I've never been to rehabs, and if I sound like a complete idiot to anybody listening, you know, I'm curious because I don't know much about it, to be quite honest with you. You know,
right.
So what say you got 30 days and you're in a house with less freedom. What do you do during the day?
Okay. So when I went to detox, so like they put you on like a Suboxone to where they wean you off of like what you're using out there, the heroin or whatever I was using out there that for 8 days, they wean you off that. And then you feel a little like uncomfortable for like 3 or 4 days. You kind of sweat in your bed at night. And then, after that, I would go to groups in the morning. Like, I'd have 3 groups in the morning and, like, 3 groups at night. And, you know, you talked about, you process. That's how you're feeling today. You got any triggers, like, what's going on? You kind of open up, you know what I mean?
Yep. Like,
I held everything in for so long, Rick, of just, like, all the chaos, everything that I did, I just held it in, and it weighs on you. And as soon as you, like, start speaking up and like letting it, like that's one thing, like you, if you want it bad enough, you're gonna have to throw all your demon, all the bad stuff that you ever done, and you got to put it all on the table and you got to let that shit go. And then from there you can work on yourself, you know what I mean? And you got a therapist, you go to a therapist once a week and you go, how you feeling? Like, what's it? Well, I lost a girlfriend in 6 years, like I'm heartbroken, it sucks, you know? And and okay, you know, you just kind of like let it all out, and it just, for me, it felt better, you know, like,
yep.
You know, once you vent and to let it out and assess, like, all right, I fucked up, this is what I did, I hurt these people, then you could move on, and then, like, you could better yourself. So then, I did that for 30 days there, where they take, like, before all this lockdown stuff, they take you to the gym in the morning, and then you'd have, like, three other groups, and then at night, like I said. So you're just kind of locked down, and then I would just exercise, dude. I'd just do, like, burpees, and then that's for 30 days, and I moved to phase one, where it's 3 groups in the morning still, and then you go to a meeting in the afternoon, and then you got groups at night, and then once a week, you got a counselor that you do a one-on-one with, and then throughout the week, you got a therapist where you break down all your deep demon stuff that you've been holding in, and you just throw it all out there. And you got like 13, 14 other drug addicts that are trying to fix themselves too. And it's, you know, and everyone comes from a different state, comes from all over the country, you know, all over the United States, dude. And you put them all in one house, you know, there's different personalities, you know. And
Have you learned a lot about yourself?
Dude, I absolutely. Dude, Rick, I got the worst character defects. Like, I was just like, I think it's codependent. Like, depending on my ex-girlfriend to do everything. Because, like, I just, you know, I've been locked up all the time, you know, like skating. You got a manager that does everything. Prison, you get fed, a bed, there's a shower. You know what I mean? Like, I always was just, like, had something done for me. So I always depending on someone else to, like, help me out. Computer leader. So, like, I am now working on myself. Like, I'm like a little kid. I'm, like, going on, like, 16, you know, like, in my head. And they say when you're on drugs, the age you are when you start getting addicted to drugs, your kind of brain stops and, like, from maturing, you know, as an adult. So, like, from those early 20s, I'm kind of just, like, was left there where I just, like, had everything done. Like, you know, so I'm trying to learn how to cook.
Wait, so that's what they say. They say that if you, the age you start doing heavy drugs, that's the age your brain kind of just, like, so if you're a teenager, you could be 50 years old and still be, like, a 15-year-old. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. At 100%. And so now, like, I'm throwing all these care, and then you tell your therapist this. Look, I've been depending on a girl. I always had a girl do this. I always been had meals made for me or whatever. You know what I mean? And
right.
Just like I owe debts and stuff. And now, like, I just have been overwhelmed with, like, stuff that I've done in my past. I felt like I dug such a big hole that I can never get out of this. But now that I'm starting to get sober long enough and my head's getting more clear, like, dude, you just take it day by day and, like, you just chip away at whatever that you brought on yourself. Don't let it overwhelm you. Speak out. Vent to someone. Talk to someone. Like, if you're starting, you wake up in a bad mood, talk to someone that you're close to and kind of, like, let it out. And people, like, and what's cool about recovery, man, people are there for you. They don't judge you. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just, they've been through it. They've been through the same shit that you've been through. They've been homeless. They've been in the gutter. They robbed and steal. They've been to jail. And you know what I mean? And so you're, like, more comfortable to tell this because they've been through it. So it's like, you get some knowledge out of it. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. Every counselor here has been through what I've been through. They've been locked up. They robbed. They steal. They slept in their car. They slept in bushes. Whatever. They've been homeless. So, like, and to see them do it and, like, go to school, college, and, like, or whatever the case may be, them better themselves and have a good life, just, like, it gives me hope. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I want some of that right there.
Yeah, you know? And you're going to get it. You're getting it, dude. What triggered you to relapse? Like, what was it like? You know, because, like, people know you as being crazy and, like, oh, Andy Roy, he takes it next level. Did you ever feel peer pressure to do stuff, to slip right back into that lifestyle? Because of that expectation people had of you?
Yeah, dude, like, I think that's just been my problem forever. I've always just, like, oh, he's the party guy, like, he'll get crazy, you know what I mean? So I always felt like I had to be part of that, you know what I mean? Like, that was my identity, you know what I mean? And just be that crazy dude. And dude, I don't want to be that dude no more. Like, I did all that. I've done crazy stuff. I hurt people that I shouldn't have. I've been mean. I was closed-minded. And, like, dude, you know what, man? There's good people out there. And I truly wanted to be sober and enjoy life and just do some cool stuff, man. Because when you're sober, you do stuff that you thought you would never do if you're on drugs. You know what I mean? And
Did you figure out what triggered you?
You know what? It's just... I went around a skateboarder at this skate pool, and he partied, he did drugs, and, like, for the first 3 months, I was like, nah, I'm good, and then this one day, I was just like, all right, you know what I mean, I can do it once, you know what I mean, it's just that one time, and then off to the races. So, for me, I just cannot put myself in those situations no more. You know what I mean? Like, at least in the beginning, the early stages of me being sober. Like, I'm just not strong enough right now, just to be honest. Like, I need some time to, like, some longevity. And, like, I just don't need to be going to bars or, like, you know what I mean? Like, go to events, hang out with some people, say what's up to you, give you a hug, and, like, just surround myself with, like, sober people, dude. And, like, when it's time to go, it's time to go. When people are off to the bars or whatever, it's just like, I'm just over that, dude. It's just like, that's when it gets dangerous. But from after midnight on, that's when stuff gets crazy. That night, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to put yourself around positive stuff. I mean, you do have your podcast, right? You still do your podcast?
Well, yeah. Well, since my ex had it in her name, and she's, like, kind of not giving it back to me, so I'm starting a new one.
What's it going to be called? Do you know what it's going to be called?
I think it's going to be called Ride or Die. You're the first one. I've been holding it in, but did you ask?
Are you serious? Oh, Ride or Die. Oh, that's sick. Yeah, that's perfect, dude. That's perfect.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going with. And, dude, I want to do it. I'm going to do it again. So I'm going to do it in Long Beach at Pizza Nista, which is all the same place I did it, but he moved locations, but in Long Beach. And, I'm going to be starting it real soon. I just got to get all the equipment. My ex had all the stuff and won't give it up. So I'm getting more stuff now and getting it back going, and you're going to have to come on.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure, dude. I would love to. And it's important to have projects to keep you, keep you driven, keep your mind occupied, keep your purpose, you know?
Yeah.
I think the podcast is going to be great for you, you know?
Yeah, it's a good outlet, dude. And I just people like you, Colin, like skateboarders, just like, dude, I just want to get rad people that just do rad stuff, dude, that just stoke people out. You know what I mean? Just like, I like just hearing rad stories. people just getting nuts on bike motorcycles. It's like, it's not just going to be skating. It's just going to be just being rad in life, you know, just being positive and doing cool stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're respected by a lot of people, man. A lot of people love you, and you know a lot of people that you could have on your show that, I mean, even the podcast you had a lot of great guests, you know, you did that one with Ellis and Simon Woodstock.
That's funny,
dude.
Yeah.
So have you been, so what do you think about with skating? Does skating help you with recovery as well? Give you that like natural high, you know, of like, yeah, you know what I mean?
It does, Rick. Like, dude, I've been hurt, dude. I went skating, me and Colin did an event, and I tried to, like, jump off this RV roof, and I folded my ankle, and I was on crutches for 2 weeks. I'm just starting to walk now. But, dude, I'm telling you, like, skating, you know, just like the bike, like, dude, like, that's my outlet. You know what I mean? Like, dude, anything that's going on in my head that I trip out on, just go let it out on the curb or the coping at the skate park. Like, that's where I could kind of escape from everything. You know what I mean? Be me and, like, let it all out right there. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I interviewed Tony Hawk for an episode, and he was like, you know, I was asking him about that. And I was like, you know, because people ask me all the time, like, oh, why do you ride? And they see, like, the attention you get or the sponsors or like, whatever. And it's like, but put with all that aside, you really are just chasing this feeling that you've had since you were, like, a little kid. Like,
absolutely.
Your constant mission every day you wake up is to, like, go, I got to go get rad on something, you know what I mean? And Tony said the same thing. That's like, you know, I think that's something that we all kind of share, whether it's like BMX, skate, surf, moto, whatever. We're all chasing that feeling of like, we know what it feels like to pull some shit off and it's rad, you know what I mean? So that's got to help you with your recovery as well.
Absolutely, Rick. It's like, you know how I relate it is like, and you know what I'm talking about. Like, when you are trying something new, you don't land it first try. You have to slam in that dirt, that concrete, like surfing, you know, get dunked underwater. Like, you have to get back up and do it till you make it. And we don't leave until we make it or get carried out in a body bag. You know what I mean? And
that commitment
right there, I use for my sobriety. Like, all right, I fell down, I relapsed. You know what I mean? But you know what? You get back up, and you keep going. You know what I mean? You work on that until you make it right. You know what I mean? So I just have been skating for so long, and, dude, like, when I skate, I can't beat you. I just, like, I'm still like a little kid. My body's older, but, like, I'm not leaving until I make it. And I'm just doing that with sobriety. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting this right. I'm a fighter. I'm not quitting. Like, I'm not going to give up like that. Dude, this is my life I'm fighting for, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you can't give up, dude. You got to parallel that emotion, that feeling with skating into that, and that's rad that you identify with that. That's key to success right there.
Yes, and then, like, I've hurt so many people throughout my drug addiction. You know, I let my mom down. Like, you know, the only time, like, she could sleep at night is when she knew I was locked up. You know what I mean? Like, all right, he's safe. Like, at least I know where he's at. He's okay. You know what I mean? Just all these.
But you know what? You could still make amends with everybody, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People change. People. You've gotten older. The people that have gotten older. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I do that by my actions. You know what I mean? Like, I post up, yeah, that I'm sober and I'm doing good, but like. But I just got to do what I'm doing, stick with my sponsor, work these steps, work on my character defects. And just by my actions, people will see that. And I won't have to prove to no one. You know what I mean? Like, the change will start happening. And that's all I want to do, dude. I just want to be happy, dude, and be there for my friends and be accountable. You know, my mom, I went and helped my mom out. She's moving to Tennessee. And I brought Colin and my friend Corey and Filthy Phil. And she got to see me healthy. She was like, dang, you got weight on you. Like, and I didn't go run in the bathroom and disappear. Like, we helped her. She needed help moving. We moved. She got to see me healthy and my friends that are good people. And just the look on her face was forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's just like, yeah, dude, you just hurt so many people, and it's always the ones that are closest to you, you know what I mean? And yeah, dude, I just want to do something different and be there for my friends and family.
You are doing it different, bro. You are doing different. I'm proud of you. You know, not
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
I mean, how old are you?
What's that?
How old are you?
I'm 48 years old.
Yeah, dude, you made it this far for a reason, and the reason is, I would think, is to take, you know, it sounds like you already know what it is to help other people finally and take your experiences to help other people, and that's give it back, bro. That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, and so many people have reached out to me, like, I got sober because of you, and, like, and, you know what I mean? So, dude, if I can help one person, dude, if I can, like, one person just, like, dude, I'm not, like, I quit because of you or whatever, dude, that just touches my heart. That's forever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't wish this on my worst enemy. I don't. I truly don't want no kid to ever go through any kind of drug addiction or go end up being, you know what I mean, or losing their life. You know what I mean? It's not worth it, man. And the drugs that are out right now, the fentanyl, is just taking people out. You know, it's dangerous. I just lost so many people. I'm just heard, like, through being in this rehab, like, people leave and then they're like, oh, that person OD'd and they're gone. You know what I mean?
It's not worth it.
Scary. It's not worth it at all.
And I think it's cool that you teamed up with Colin, dude. Colin Morrison, Scummy. He's, anyone listening, pro motocross rider. He's been on the show as well. He's good energy, dude. I saw you guys start hanging out more and more together, you know, through the Instagram and everything, and I was like, okay, like, that's a good pair to team up with each other to support each other, you know?
Yeah, like, it's crazy because I met him at that event, and remember the more, you were there with the motorcycle and the bands playing?
Yeah, my band played, yeah, the skate, well, Ron put that on with his coffee shop at the, was it the Moreno Valley Skate Park? Is that what it was?
Yeah. And then, like, you know, we got real close, and then we ended up relapsing about the same time, so I was in rehab with him. So, like, we went through it together. Like, he helped me out so much, like, you know, I lost a girl 6 years. He's like, dude, I've done the same thing, Andy. And I'm telling you right now, dude, I found someone, like, you know, when it happens, you know, like, when I'm ready to even be in a relationship, like, dude, I found someone even better. Like, it works out. You know what I mean? And, like, we stuck together. We did the program. We put in the hard work. And, like, I couldn't have done it without him. Like, dude, he's got such a big heart, and we became so close. We call it a band of brothers. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
And we're just like, we hang out every weekend. And, dude, I can't thank Scummy he just helped me out so much. Without him and my friend Corey in here, like, dude, it's like, you need those people. It just helps you, like, to have someone that wants a sobriety choose, you know?
Yeah, well, they say you are who you put yourself around. You know what I mean? And so... Meeting the right people that you want to vibe with and that you do vibe with to support each other is what it's about. You know what I mean? You know, and I noticed you've been getting really thick, bro. You like buff, dude. What's up, dude?
Dude, so I roll into detox and there's this dude that's in the next bed next to me. And when he wakes up in the morning, I just see he's got a little bit of size on him. And then, like, we just start talking, and, like, you get to start going to the gym, and I'm like, I want some of what you got, dude. And he was like, dude, I'm a personal trainer. His name's Corey, right? And, dude, so we've been in detox together, and, like, he's my roommate now. So, like, he's like, I've had a belly, like, always, dude. He's like, dude, we'll eat like this, stop the bread, stop the sugar, low carbs. Like, dude, he just broke it all down for me. And, dude, like, and we just work out. We got a gym in the garage, and, dude, he's just like, changed my life too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, dude.
Just, and it's something I never done before. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I was always a sugar guy. Love sugar. Just eat like crap. And, dude, I haven't ate sugar or bread in like almost three months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, you're ripped, bro. You're like, but you're not even ripped. You're like buff, bro. You're like Hulk Hogan. You're like the Incredible Hulk and shit.
Yeah, dude. I just want to get. Dude, I'm just, like, so fired up and happy and life, dude. Like, I'm 48, dude, but I feel like I'm fucking 18 again. You know what I mean? Like, this
dude,
is the best shape I've ever been in.
And, dude, you listen, man, working out and then also keeping in with skating, It's all that's the fun of youth, man. Skating, riding, all this stuff. Like, keeps your spirit young, keeps you young at heart, keeps you fun and light. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, dude. That's forever. Till the wheels fall off, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. I wake up every day and I'm like, all right, I got to go find something to go ride, or, you know, like go to a street spot or a park or a pool or whatever. Because it's just like, I just still feel like I'm 12, 13. I mean, I'm super responsible as a human, but I just feel like my insides and my spirit's like just a youthful spirit that just wants to have fun. And I think that really is like the key to use that. And anybody listening that doesn't ride or skate, or even if they do or whatever, it's always such a great tool to have, you know, just to make yourself feel good about yourself. I mean, I think that's the key. The key to it is to feel good about yourself. And, like, it sounds like that's what you're finally getting in your life, which is badass,
bro. I know you've been doing this a long time, and to see everything that you're doing, like, dude, I know your body's wrecked. I've seen photos. Like, dude, you've been through all the pain of it and everything, and you're still getting some. And, dude, that just motivates me. Like, you have no idea. And,
yeah, it's that spirit. Thanks, bro. It's that spirit, though. It's that feeling of like you're chasing that feeling, and it's rad, dude. Dude, I'm glad. I'm so stoked. You know that you came on to talk to me, and I'm hyped, and I'm hyped for you. What's your Instagram and stuff, so the kids out there listening can follow you if they don't already.
It's Andy Roy 18 on Instagram, and I'll be doing my podcast real soon, and I'm ride or die, and dude, that's I'm just doing what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to survive, dude, and change my ways and work on myself and live a good, happy, clean life. Living clean.
Yeah, dude, and you're doing it, dude. I'm proud of you, man. Much love to you, and like, and I want you to have a rad day, bro. And like, let's catch up. Hopefully, I get to hang out with you soon sometime.
Yes, and one more thing, dude. I want to get a photo doing a doubles with you. Skateboard, bye. Aired over me or something.
We'll be rad as if I aired off an extension of a mini, right?
Yes.
And you came one way. Yeah, let's do it. That's done, bro.
Oh, amazing.
Hey, dude, you know what would be even radder, bro? You know what would be even radder? But if we could do some shit in a pool, it would be dope, dude.
Dude, I'm down 100%. Dude, it'd be an honor just to have a double photo with you, too. That'd be forever.
Dude, vice versa, bro. Let's do it. I'm down, bro. Let's make it happen. Awesome, man. Well, have a rad day. Thanks a lot for talking to me, and like, and stay in touch, dude. And once again, I'm proud of you. You got this, bro. Keep it up.
Dude, thank you so much, Rick. Dude, and it's an honor that you had me even on your podcast, dude. I appreciate it. I have so much love for you and respect, dude. Like, you motivate me, homie. Straight up, nothing but love and respect.
Oh man, you motivate me too. All right, man. You keep shredding, brah.
All right, gotcha. Get it, get it, get it.
All right, peace out.
All right, next.